It's 10 o'clock Mountain Time. It's time for Tom and Shane. And today we're talking about, is Twitter dead? Does Musk have a plan? Well, Shane, Musk bought Twitter, $44 million, fired 11,000 employees, and that's where we are. So,
billion.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, $44 billion. Yeah, whatever. Doesn't matter. He bought it.
He owns it, and now it's his, and now he's opened it up to transparency and proven that what everyone suspected and we all had a good idea was that the social media giants of your country, including Twitter, and worked in congruence with the FBI and the White House and your government to paint the election, which we've talked about before, because after the 2016 election, you know, the people from Google and so forth all had these, you know, employee meetings say, we can't let this happen again. So they did.
Yeah, and it didn't. It didn't happen again. Mm-hmm. So, and it may not happen this time, and it's probably not going to happen in Georgia either. But we're going to talk about Georgia on Thursday. Because some of the results will be in. I don't know if we'll have a winner on Thursday, Shane, but we'll talk about it. So,
yeah, no, I think it'll be a couple of weeks.
There's always going to be some snafu somewhere. Some printer won't work. Some this won't work. That won't work. Whatever it is won't work. So, at any rate,
but the thing about Tesla that's so laughable is when he was doing this whole thing, you know, in November. On the 14th.
You mean Musk, not Tesla.
I'm sorry, Elon Musk.
Yeah, not Tesla. Yeah.
No, but I was saying, working with Tesla, working for Tesla, you know, he sort of was posted on, you know, in November of 2022, that's not long ago. His Tesla salary alone is $52 billion a year. Well, it's valued at with stocks.
Yeah. Yeah, with everything he has. Yeah, I don't know.
This guy does not need to go be borrowing money to buy Twitter.
Yeah. Almost as close to Buffett's $95 million a week.
That's right. Yeah. It's pretty redunculous.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting how much money these guys make. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, this Twitter thing. He's brought a lot of things to light. I'm surprised that when he was in purchase of this, they didn't destroy all those emails. Shred everything. I don't know. But
I also think that they run the risk of destroying the deal because, you know, the previous principal of Twitter met with him, and they found that email that said that he wasn't knowledgeable. Who cares? But their principal counsel at Twitter was the ex, principal counselor at the FBI in charge of, you know, all the other stuff that was going on, from Russiagate to Ukrainegate to my gate, your gate, their gate.
Yeah, everybody's gate now. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see when some of these things start coming out, and they already have, I guess. He's already proven that the Biden camp was colluding with Twitter to keep some things off.
And the White House was sending him a list, sending these addresses, like, you know, don't let you know. It wasn't just the story they covered up, but they were literally canceling people trying to share it and put it out there, including the New York Post, you know, oldest newspaper in your country. But one thing I find so fascinating about this is, now that it's starting to collapse, you know, who wants to cover their ass first?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
This is going to be a Chinese torture. This is going to be like Watergate, like Russiagate, and all the other drip, drip, drip. He's just going to keep dripping this information out for weeks and weeks and weeks. You know, he's not going to. There's so much of it. Apparently, like 4,000 or 5,000 pages came out in the last 5 days. But if that's just the beginning, this is this is going to be a long song for your dead duck president to deal with.
Well, we'll see. You know, the big question, how much government involvement was there in this? And was it, could it be charged as election interference? I mean, could Twitter be on the hook for, well, Musk could be on the hook, I guess, for fines for, if there are any, but since it changed ownership, who knows who do you bring the hammer down on? Dorsey supposedly didn't know of this, and I would believe that he's running the company. He's not doing the day-to-day Twitter stuff. So but he they pretty well exonerated him.
Those emails that you know were sent to the lawyer in charge from the from the FBI counsel that became the, you start getting emails like that from employees in upper management saying what you're doing is wrong, and this is you shouldn't, this, we can't continue this. That kind of communication between people with email addresses, I'm sure Dorsey tried to convince Elon that he didn't, to get the deal done, but I think that was more of a plan on the part of Elon, because I think he did this for a real purpose. He did this for exactly what he's doing, letting the American people know what really happened. But, your media is not picking it up. CNN isn't talking about it. None of the networks.
I know.
Nobody is sharing it. There's still, Apple, which is in serious trouble. Apple's... Boy, yeah. I would bet in the next 10 years, Elon Musk ends up owning Apple.
He could very well could. I know it was announced recently Apple's going to leave China, or at least part of it's going to leave China and go to India or Vietnam or somewhere else.
Well, Apple's blown up their brand like everyone did with Black Lives Matter. The NFL, the NBA, the companies that, went into it, and it all turned out to be a sham. And now you've got the same thing happening with Apple in China. They're blowing up their brand. Sales are even worse now. They haven't even reached 10 million. For the last 3 weeks, they've been around 9.5 to 9.7 million units. You're having to wait anywhere from 30 to 90 days to get your phone. Plants shut down in China. They keep telling everybody is opening up. It's not. There's still like 300 million Chinese locked or welded into their homes. And so this is turning into an overall, nightmare to worsen things as the economy weakens. And but, Twitter is an interesting play in that people are coming back to it. And the people that
a lot of them are coming back.
The people that left it were of sound mind. The people that are leaving it aren't. I mean, if left people, particularly the Hollywood gang that ruined their brand, if they want to save it or their careers, they're not going to leave Twitter. I mean, there's no way they're going to get 5, 6, 7, 10, 20 million followers on, and where would they go? Another conservative platform? That's all that's out there.
I was going to say, what are they going to do? Go to Facebook? They're not going to do that. So, Twitter was the go-to for news for all these news organizations. That's where they went to hear what Trump was saying, or all these other people were saying, and I think that's still probably the case now that Musk has let some of these folks come back. I don't think Trump will go back because he's got his own platform now. So he'll stay there probably, unless his advisors tell him it's absolutely necessary that he get back there. But
well, Gutfeld made a pretty good laugh out of it last night. He started out with five of the great woke left journalists. CNN, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, CNBC, and they all had the same Twitter, the same exact wording.
Yeah, I know. So
if that isn't in your face, we all call and say, what are we wearing to the party tonight? I mean,
yeah, that's it. What's
the line today for our Twitter message?
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah. What's the talking points from the White House today?
And so still doing it, like, yeah, that's you know, the
yeah, that is kind of sad, because yeah, you do see the same sound bites and the same this and the same that on all of these all these networks, mm-hmm. and it's like they all feed it one trough. It's all one info station they go to, and Twitter used to be it, and I think still probably will be. They're gonna see what free speech is allowed, and go after those people. Well, this guy posted this. That's not free speech. That's hate speech, or that's
yeah, but
that's this or that or whatever.
The coming investigations from the House, which will be. Mm-hmm. There'll be several committees and subcommittees doing it.
Yeah.
With this evidence, like in your face, your eyes aren't lying. Yeah. Information of emails, particularly people that are Democratic handlers, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call them, participants. And the 51 guys that, from your agencies, that are supposed to protect you by, their oath. Now they're going to have to explain why they wrote that letter, and if they were involved in this and knew about this involvement with the White House and the FBI and Twitter, mm-hmm. because now they're all on the line, because if they lie in front of Congress, how many have to get caught lying before the Justice Department starts going after them?
Mm-hmm.
They can't just ignore the fact these guys are going to have to either admit what they did was wrong and unfounded or lie. Mm-hmm. And that it's pretty bizarre.
Yeah. Well, also too, it's come to light that Twitter may have interfered in other elections in other countries. Brazil, for one, they went after the left side that won in Brazil, I think.
They went after the conservative gal in Italy and the conservative mm-hmm. Johnson in England. And because this does not bode well for their argument,
mm-hmm.
The people are seeing this now. Recently, they had an election, a by-election in England, and the Liberals won it. So, mm-hmm. with all the confusion the conservative government has, mm-hmm. that's going to be an ongoing issue. But for the most part, I think it's like I said, this is like a Chinese torture drip.
Yeah.
drip,
drip, drip.
And he was on the radio. He called in to a talk show, mm-hmm. Musk did, and explained, this is what the American people need to know. And mm-hmm. I'm happy to provide the opportunity to do it. And of course, he literally had to go spend $42 billion.
Yeah.
To get around Congress, to get around the Justice Department, to get around the mm-hmm. courts, to get around the Democrats, to get around the woke movement, and have mm-hmm. this information. So I think it was more of a personal issue than it was an investment issue. Mm-hmm. But I still think he's brilliant enough that he'll run this platform to his satellite grid, mm-hmm. and not only give away free access to the internet, but access to Twitter. And I mm-hmm. suspect Twitter will have more people than Meta, Facebook, mm-hmm. within 3 to 5 years. It'll be bigger because he's not going away. I mean, with everything he's doing, he's not going away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Facebook's kind of become the nursing home of social media. It's where all the old people hang out, and everybody, all the hip people are at TikTok and Spotify and WhatsApp and all those things.
I saw this coming with Twitter 10 years ago and left. I didn't leave. I mean, I just stopped tweeting. And I had close to 20,000 followers, which is not bad. I mean,
that was, you did. Yeah.
Back in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just saw it coming. I just, it was all, there were so many bots and
the
nature of tweets I figured that it's sort of like watching mm-hmm. any of the network news, including Fox. I'm tired of it. It's mm-hmm. the same thing over and over every night, every, you know, all, for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I mentioned this before. And yeah. Same on all the networks, the same thing over and over.
Yeah, and they've got their one talking point that they go through all night long. And after a while, you know, even even somebody else's opinion doesn't really matter anymore.
No.
it's kind of all over the place. So,
and the sad thing for journalism in your country is all the incredible awards that had been around for 100 years, basically, and more. You know, you don't hear about them anymore because, you know, the people that were given them for false journalism never gave them back or never. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, when you look at the Oscar, for example, what was that guy's name that ran that, you know, got caught up in the sex scandal? You know, his company had like, I don't know, 70 Oscars or, you know, almost as many as Disney.
Oh, Weinstein or?
Yeah, Weinstein and his company, you know, they had all kinds of Oscars from 20 years. And
oh, yeah.
They took them back and they demanded them all back.
Yeah.
So you would think that these other journalistic awards and the people involved with them, but they're all liberals, you know.
Well, the group that gives them out is a liberal, and the group that gets them is a liberal. So, you know, I don't know that it really matters. So.
Or Emmys. Like, why aren't they asking for the ex-New York Brothers governor and CNN titled?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why don't they give back their Emmys? I mean, it's a sad relief. Oh, you know, the one thing that's come back, and I'm really impressed by it, and it's for its own reason. Is the NFL. You know, they really damaged their image. But boy, this year's games, they're really entertaining to watch.
Man. Yeah.
On their own effort, because of basically entertaining or good football, their numbers have come back.
Yeah.
And so has the NBA.
Yeah. Yeah, they both done pretty well this year. Yeah. Well, I still don't particularly appreciate you know, it takes all of us on the end zone, or they've got you know, shit on the helmets, you know, crap all the woke media crap stuff they put on the helmets. And you know, not everyone has it. Most teams have their team name on their helmets on the back.
Yeah, but the ones that have those tags on their helmets, I think, is management's way of preventing anyone from kneeling.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, they're probably covering their own butts, I guess.
Put something on your helmet, but you can't kneel.
Because,
you know, that just, boy, I'll tell you, that 4 years ago, for 2 years, that just.
Ooh. Yeah, that's kind of a bad situation there. So it's.
But back to Twitter. The interesting thing about Twitter that I find is that, you know, the Google algorithm worked. Because what it did was up until Google, everyone in the industry from Yahoo down the line were literally having to physically type in new addresses of new web pages all day long. And that's why it was so expensive and it was slow. So they created this algorithm that literally went out every day or all 24 hours a day. Would go out and find new addresses and bring them back to Google.
Yeah.
I mean, it was phenomenal technology. I say that because I see that sort of coming about with Twitter. I don't think that you're going to find it too difficult for him to accelerate people to sign up on Twitter.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the only place you really can go now is TikTok or YouTube. I mean, like for the visuals, people to add to your tag or whatever.
Well, Instagram is still out there too. You know, you're going to get that, but not as much. Yeah.
No, they're not doing much to accelerate it.
Well, Twitter has picked up a lot of new users, you know, and they, as you were talking about with the bots and everything, that Musk wanted accurate numbers of how many people are actually there and how many of them are bots or phonies or, you know, whatever. And that I think was one of the things that kept this, you know, from being finalized for so long, because he wanted an accurate count of what am I buying?
Well, okay, and the thing I love right now on Twitter, because I still get it because of what I
sure, yeah.
What's you get all these people with the blue hashtags.
Yeah.
Okay, so that tells you two things. The first thing it tells you is they're a journalist, or he's certified. They're real. They're not.
Yeah, they're a personality of some kind.
But the more important thing is the second thing it tells you is they're paying him.
Yeah, $8.
Yeah, a month.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go over there and find out about that. I need a check mark next to my name over there on Twitter. So
it's one of these things you look at, and I'm wondering at what point does Facebook do the same thing? I don't think they ever will, because I think they would lose a billion people, because nobody in the third world or the developing world could afford to pay that beyond.
Yeah, nobody's gonna pay for it. You got to monetize it with advertising and, you know, other ways.
It's, but, you know, it's like the streaming and Twitter. It's a modest fee, but it's only people with a blue tick that's got to pay. That's the best part.
Well, that's true. So
everyone else is still free.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know Stephen King, the author, bitched about that I got to pay $8 to get a check next to my name. But there's so many Stephen Kings out there that he will probably do it. It isn't that he can't afford it. Hey, I'm a personality in my own right, so I should have a check mark. Just should be an automatic thing, so I'm not confused with other Stephen Kings that aren't writers.
Yeah, well, you know, Musk's wife put out a tweet about what he was doing, and non-supportive, of course.
Yeah.
And all he did was send back an emoji with a yellow face, circle, smile, and two black eyes looking up to the right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Back to her, like.
Well, there you are. So.
Clearly, it was choice of divorcing or cutting his right or left hand off to get rid of the wedding.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't know if we've solved anything here today, Shane, but
well, we had the conversation. I mean,
that's true. That's true.
This is going to lead to incredible, documentation, autobiographies of the Biden family or the Biden. It should be O'Biden, but the Biden family and the presidency, because this is going to turn out to, 50, 100 years if we're still around.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to go, really? That's what happened?
Yeah.
Really what happened?
Well, we'll find out, I guess. So.
Yeah, one day if we're still around.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Hey, we need to remind you, don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell. You'll always be notified when we're on, no matter what time zone you're in, no matter where in the world you happen to be. And like us, leave a comment, because YouTube likes that kind of stuff. It's a fun time to be doing this, because there's so much stuff that... it's great that we can document how stupid these people are, what they're doing and what they're saying. So it's more comedy.
My final comment is, the guy that figured this out was Reagan. He admitted he was wrong, and Truman. Truman too. He admitted it was wrong. It shouldn't have happened. And he apologized and said it won't happen again. And
that's it.
America forgave him. And they forgave Truman. And so when you look at this, it's sort of weird that instead of, if they just came out and apologized, it would end it all.
Mm-hmm.
We were wrong, shouldn't have done this, and it won't be done again.
Yeah.
That would end all this.
Yeah, it would.
Even if he continued putting it out, no one would probably care.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that they won't admit to what they did that's causing this, and their denial, and they're actually accusing the people involved, including the journalist he's working with to put it out, of being treacherous. I mean, what they did was traitorous.
Yeah. Well, also too, I'm wondering how much censorship from Facebook and you know, these other platforms other than Twitter is going on in Georgia. How much is not being told to the Georgia voting population down there? So that's another.
Well, look at the airdrop with exactly the airdrop with Apple.
Yeah.
They blocked the Chinese from it.
Yeah.
So they're probably blocking people as well in Georgia and whatever in your country. You won't find out, but one of the reasons you'll end up owning Apple is to find out.
Yeah, that'll be the case. All right.
And you know, at $25, it's a pretty good buy.
Well, that's true. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe, ring the notification bell, and like us. And don't forget, we are on radio every weekend, 3 hours of commercial-free radio. And going across the banner at the bottom is how you can reach us. We're on from 8 to 11 Mountain Time. Listen live at KMMSAM.com. KMMSAM.com. All you got to do is click listen now. No sign up, no email, no personal information needed. And you'll be taken over there. And you can call us, you can text us. It's great. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. And we'll see you on our next podcast on Thursday, 10 a.m. Mountain Time.